might be surprised with the new ones that we have. Yeah.
I looked at my thumb and I saw a dot of ink on there. I thought it was grease. Mm-hmm. And I thought, my goodness, have I greased my recorder and is it leaking? And if so, is it on the rug? And then from there I went to my other hand and it was there too. And from one
well,
we went
sorry
to the next.
Too.
Oh, it doesn't really make any difference. How long have you lived here in?
Oh, I've been here about 45 years.
When did you come?
When I was about 2 years old.
And where did you come from?
We came from Texas. I was born in Cisco, Texas, but I don't know if my folks were living right there at that time or not.
And did your dad come up here to work in the oil fields? Or?
No, my dad was a cotton farmer.
Oh.
Down by Prue at that time.
And you came right up to Harmony here?
Well, we came to Prue. We might have come to Harmony first for a few days because my grandparents lived here. Then we went down there and Daddy farmed for a little while. I can just barely remember now living down there because we must not have stayed too long, and then we came back to Harmony.
Uh-huh. I'll write things down as we go through here. This
fine.
Thing is recording them,
just
but
anyway.
There are things that are hither and thither in this. It looks quite
left
formidable, but there aren't many things on any one page. I left lots of room to write.
Fine.
So as we go along, I'll scratch them in the margin.
Just
them
anyway,
here.
You want to do it, be fine with me too.
Okay, I look down at this thing frequently too. I'm not afraid it's going to explode, but the counter here keeps me posted on where I am on the tape.
I see.
So when I get something, I write it down and put the number in so I'll know where to look for it.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Before I learned to do this, I was just lost as lost could be. I'd look at a reel of tape and there it would be.
I see.
I didn't know it was on the reel, but
uh-huh.
There's 3 hours of
uh-huh.
speech on each reel.
Yes. Well, that's just pretty wonderful, and I've never seen one that size either.
They're handy. They make some even smaller ones now. They have some battery operated.
Are they really
just
expensive?
Tuck away. good ones, I think, cost between $100 and $200. You can get them cheaper, but really, I think you're just buying a headache.
I was wondering about Calvin. I bet something like that might be good for him later on, maybe.
Well, they have special uses, but they are handy. I've enjoyed this strictly for the interviewing,
mm-hmm.
but it saves an awful lot of work and an awful lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
You
yes.
mentioned using them to take notes.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading in a magazine the other day about the speeded up classroom where the instructor would just tape his lecture. Excuse me. Go in and put it on the recorder and then play it to his students. The instructor did this and he came in one day and unexpectedly and there was his recorder on the desk playing to 22 other recorders in the room.
That's pretty good.
Seems only fair. I have a strange cough, too. I better explain that. I'm not contagious. It's just that I seem to have a sinus drip.
Oh.
So I borrow
I've had some trouble with that, too. Maybe our damp weather that we had during the, you know, the kind of winter we had
mm-hmm.
might have had something to do with it. I don't know. But I found a lot of people with it, too.
I don't
enjoy
Excuse me. I don't enjoy it.
No, I know you don't. Maybe you would get to be out in the sunshine enough to help you.
I tried that these past 2 weeks. I
good.
Saw my doctor. He said ultraviolet is good for those sinuses. So I thought this
good.
Meant I should go out and fish and things like
fine.
That.
Fine. I hope you do
cold.
Have time to.
Well, I've spent 2 weeks just working around the house
good.
And doing things like that.
Good.
What rooms did you have in your house when you were a girl?